Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Laya Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leahhealthcare.ie. Laya Healthcare, looking after you always.
Tonight on RTÉ1, you got to check this out because we're going to put our heads into tomorrow. Yes, have a listen to this.
It's November 2050, and at a make or break United Nations summit, the leaders of the world try to halt the runaway impacts of climate change.
Today, that has to end.
Join me, Mark Little, and Carla O'Brien as we guide you through this seismic night.
And yet here we are, in crisis.
With expert analysts in studio.
Really, the stakes couldn't be higher tonight.
There has been an entire industry of climate disinformation.
Nobody wants to believe that they chose this future.
And reporters all over the world.
Will we soon see green helmets being sent in to enforce climate action?
This could be Planet Earth's last chance to save itself, and the outcome is still too close to call.
Oh, it sounds good. Okay, so it's 2050, and throughout this special programme, we'll hear about the catastrophic effects of global warming and sea level rising on ordinary families, the effect on ordinary families at home and abroad. It's called Tomorrow Tonight, RTÉ1. Make sure you check it out. And here now to explain more is journalist and presenter Carla O'Brien. Thanks for popping in.
Not at all. Good to see you.
It's great to have you. Carla, an interesting fact about you is that you toured the world as a dancer in Riverdance. I have to mention that first of all.
Yes.
How was that?
It was amazing. Oh my gosh. Absolutely chance for a lifetime.
Yep. I can imagine. And this is so different. What made you go into journalism? How did that happen?
I've always had a love for news. I've always had a love for current affairs. But I suppose there is an element of performance to both. I mean, you're on stage performing. I remember as a young child sitting in front of the mirror with a hairbrush and pretending to be, you know, I would have watched BBC News in the North, mm-hmm. you know, Moira Stewart, Anna Ford, and pretending to be a newsreader. So, okay. I mean,
it was destiny.
Well, perhaps, I don't know, but I kind of came to it late. So I went into journalism, yes, after Riverdance.
Okay. Let's talk about Tomorrow Tonight. The clip is amazing. I said to you off air, it sounds terrifying. I don't know if I can watch it. And you were like, no, Jen, there's some good news. There is a bit of hope in there. But in a nutshell, what is the premise of the programme?
So the premise of the programme, we are coming to this in 2050. The world leaders are gathering at the UN in New York, and they are about to cast this huge, significant vote that would essentially precipitate or, you know, make sure that we're going to take really much more significant action to address climate change. So the world is waiting with this bated breath to see what they'll decide.
Why 27 years in the future? Why is 2050 so important?
So we have a commitment to try and reach net zero emissions by 2050. So I suppose by this mid-century point, this is where the world should be at. But what we're seeing in tonight's programme is that we haven't quite got there. So that's why these huge measures are needed.
So we have this goal to reach in 2050. But in order to get to that massive goal, we need to tick off and achieve these teeny tiny, these little goals, to, you know, the short-term goal. We're talking about goals a lot on the show today, I find. We're not really reaching those little goals at the moment. Okay, so is this programme, is it there to make us think about what we're doing in our everyday lives, all of us?
So basically, yes, we can see on this programme what would happen, or potentially, this is based on the best scientific evidence that we have at this point.
So it's based on fact and science.
It is fictional, but it is based on the most recent data from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is a body of the UN, mm-hmm. the EPA, the Climate Advisory Council. This is essentially where Ireland and the world would be at 2050, based on the most recent predictions and projections. So yes, in 2050, by watching the programme tonight, you will see where we could be in 27 years. That could be there. We will see some evidence of the effects of some bad choices that were made, but equally we will see some really, really positive things that have happened. The Irish rural sector has completely transformed. Farmers have embraced diversity. They're finding new ways to produce milk, to produce meat. You're seeing the Amazon come back from the brink, basically, because it was taken over by Indigenous leaders in 2030, apparently. So they've taken on and really taken that back from the threat that it was basically faced with. So you are seeing real signs of hope also.
Oh, well, that is good to know. That is good to know. Okay. Now, the panelists involved are all real life experts, as you mentioned there, and they have, well, they had to get on board with this futuristic world as well. How did they get on? How did that all go?
Yeah, so essentially this was largely written by a playwright, by a journalist, Colin Murphy, by the producers at Loose Horse. But essentially, it is fiction, and it is meant to, it's entertaining. Like, you're talking about a huge issue of climate change. It can often be so huge,
yeah,
so global. The impacts of it are so wide ranging that it can really sometimes paralyze people with fear.
You're so right.
So the whole point, and a lot to do with the premise of this program, is that it brings the issues, which can be very scary and can be very impactful on all of us. It brings it to you in a way that you do find entertaining, that it is humorous at times, that, you know, it's in a way that you can hopefully engage with it in a more effective way. So, yes, you are seeing some of the most eminent scientists in the country put on their best amateur dramatic performances. And you are seeing elements of humour. You'll hear about the Carlo Leitrim All-Ireland final of 2041. You know, you will see peppered throughout it parts of the, I mean, it's the great scripting that it's, it will entertain. And again, that's hopefully,
and make us think.
Yeah, exactly. And that's hopefully what the programme makers really want to do, is to bring this story, to tell this story in a way that the audience can really engage with.
After making the programme yourself, did you change anything yourself, or are you more conscious of what you do in your everyday life because of this programme?
There were certain parts of the programme, certainly my part. So storytelling the way that we've got to the point where we are through the evidence and through the science, mm-hmm. of what we have at the moment. But there were certain parts of it, especially when speaking about nature and how nature can really have a comeback here. Like, you know, farmers and parts of rural Ireland have really embraced biodiversity and created new species that can really help us. And I suppose there were, you know, you can't help thinking about your own children. You can't help thinking that this may not affect me in the same way that it could affect my future grandchild. So it's hard not to be emotional about things like that. So,
absolutely.
It definitely made me think.
Okay, fantastic. You got to pretend to use some augmented reality tools, is this right, for your presentations on the show? Was it good fun to imagine the tools that will be used in broadcasting in the future? How was that?
Yeah, again, this is the way stories are being told at the moment. I mean, it was shot here in RTE. You know, viewers of the Sunday Game will be familiar with some of the imagery that can be used there, and primetime certainly. So yeah, I think using those really kind of up to date, really toys of the studio, really help to tell the story. Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack in this. I think you put it so well when you said that anytime, I mean, it's in the news every single day, and we tend to avoid it because it can be quite paralyzing to think that the task at hand is so huge. So what do you hope people will get out of tonight's show?
I mean, I'm sure the program makers really would want to believe that it will help viewers engage in a way with this
in a
program.
Positive way.
Exactly, because this issue, you know, we see it every day, we see the effects of it every day, but it's when you can often see floods in Asia, you can see floods at home, you can see, but it's different whenever it's brought home to you to what you might see in Ireland. And
yeah.
I think that really that can really make sure that people think about it differently, or
yeah.
at least think about it rather than switching over. I think that's the thing here, is sometimes this issue in particular can seem so insurmountable and can seem quite isolating.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully if you keep watching tonight, it'll mean that you will have at least learned what could possibly be done in the next 27 years before 2050.
We've got 27 years.
Rather than, exactly,
we've got 27 years to make a difference, lads, so we need to get on board. It sounds unbelievable. I love the sound of this. It's on tonight, RTÉ1. What time, Carla?
9:35.
9:35 after the news. So make sure you check it out. And if you do check it out, I'd love to hear from you and see what you think of it. So there we go, RTÉ1. It's called Tomorrow Tonight, 9:35 after the news.
Gems and Pirelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.